Today, we're bringing you a special episode of the podcast. Joel recently created a new YouTube channel where he discusses big ideas in tech, dissects them from a societal perspective, and generally delves into anything he's curious about. This episode is a version of his content specifically edited to be a podcast. If you'd like to see the whole thing, search Joel Beasley Show on YouTube or click the link in the show notes. You're listening to Joel Beasley, Modern CTO.
This is the unveiling of Elon Musk Optimus bipedal robot. Is that correct?
Yeah, but it's their second version. And I don't remember what the first version was. I think it was something goofy. It was like a spoof. And then this is the second one.
All right.
It's actually a robot this time.
Let's take a look. That's it. That's the video.
That's it.
You know, I did hear that there was a study done about the current generation of people that are in college for robotics and artificial intelligence, and the number one place they want to work is Tesla or SpaceX.
Yeah, and here it is. This is literally the opportunities, as in this is their job application site.
Okay. That's what they're doing.
And look at all these jobs available just for developing this Tesla robot.
This is hilarious because you hire all these people to develop this and then the bot will eventually get smart enough to develop itself and then all the people are out of jobs.
True. Because, I mean, like the majority of jobs is, right, how it says here, performing unsafe, repetitive, or boring tasks. Maybe not unsafe, but repetitive and boring tasks. Most entry-level jobs are just work.
That is most work.
Yeah. And jobs have been being replaced by robotics for the past like 50 years.
That's been literally the thing robotics does. It's like the only thing a robot does is it's a pre-programmed series of maneuvers that replaces what a human could do.
Yeah. So I don't know how like revolutionary this is going to be, because what this is trying to create is a general purpose bipedal autonomous humanoid robot. What most robots are as of now is very specifically tasked to do something super specific.
But so are humans, though.
I would say humans are pretty general purpose.
Not in industry, like not at work. I mean,
well, it depends on the job.
No, like almost all the work is like highly specialized.
Yeah.
Like if you look at the outcome, if you look at the outcome, there's a bunch of specializations within the outcome. And one person knows the special, like when you're a home builder, you are special. You have to choose the resolution at which you specialize. You specialize in the overall process, or you could specialize in the actual like building the retaining walls or whatever it is, or the tile or the drywall or the paint or the, you know, landscaping. There's like all these specialists involved. The compounding nature of AI says we can learn each one of those individual things, train it in the most perfect way possible, and then put it into a robot, and that robot can just switch models as needed. So that one, you just get 100 robots that show up at your house and then do everything with perfection, and you just start consolidating years and years and years of individuals' experiences.
Yeah, and that is the one advantage to a robot, because basically everything that they're trying to do with this robot is replace it, is basically make a replacement for a human. But what a robot can do that a human can't do is completely switch its programming. Like as a human, we spend our entire lives programming our own brains to do very specific things. This robot can switch its programming. Like one day it's a burger flipper and the next day it's a tax filing system.
And not like just those things, but the best of those in the world. It could take the collective knowledge of the top 20 burger flippers in the world, aggregate it, come up with a abstraction on top of that, and now it can be the best burger flipper in the entire world. Yes. And then you have autonomous McDonald's, which you already have. So,
already a thing.
So basically, you see all these companies, they're innovating with technology, which is great. You're getting the burger flippers, you're getting the garage door openers, you're getting all these very specific niche use cases that are very simplistic. The moment you get a bot that has movement and fingertips and can learn and all of that, the moment it can do what a human does, it will be able to do what a human does far better. Mentally, it's already there, basically, right?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to find a generalist that knows how to do all the different specific things, because there's only a few humans that know how to do very specific things.
Yeah. Would you have an AI-powered robot in your house?
Yeah, we already do. I mean, we have our phones.
No, I mean like a robot that can lift twice as much weight as you. Yeah. A bipedal walking around humanoid robot mm-hmm. that can lift twice your weight. He can think faster than you, smarter than you, has its own brain that comes up, makes decisions. Would you have that walking around your house with your kids and your dog and just like that?
It depends. It really does depend. I would want to buy a version that's weak, right? It depends on what I want to use it for. Like, I don't mind buying a version of it that could like, that was kind of weak. I would not buy the version that could like crush a cinder block in its hand. I'm not interested in that version. I would also want a hardware kill switch. So that's something very, very specific. I'd want the hardware kill switch.
Sure.
And I think with those two things, I don't want it to be too strong. I want to be able to kick it over, you know, like doesn't matter how much self-balancing it has. If it's light enough and weak enough, I could kick it over. Right. So I'd basically want to be able to beat it up. That's for right now. I want to be able to beat up the robot. If I could beat it up, then I'm good.
Gotcha.
It's scary though, because the humans are going to pull these into their homes and pull these into their cities and use it to replace everything so fast because it's so convenient. We are suckers for convenience and cheap. Cheap convenience is like the human addiction. And so if we can get these things, I could say, hey, for $200 a month, you could have someone come in and just keep your house clean all the time. I mean, that's cheaper than what you can get a maid service to do. And it just sits in the corner like a Roomba and goes and cleans up. I mean, that is addictive, right?
And the thing about like, there are cleaning robots like Roombas, and then like, I guess a washing machine is technically a cleaning robot, but a one single robot that can transfer between all of those stations walking around, it can sweep, it can vacuum, it can dust the ceiling, it can sweep, it can do the dishes, like all that stuff. As soon as that is available and accessible, game over. It's in everybody's house.
I do trust Elon Musk to be the one that installs the most fail safes.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that they will be successful. I just think with his intention that it'll be designed with the most fail safes. So that's the Tesla bot. Wow. I want to see a Tesla bot riding a Boston Dynamics dog. That's what I want to see. Just like right into battle.
Yeah,
that'd be great. I don't know what to do existentially, Isaac, actually, about these Tesla bots, because they are coming. They are going to be cheaper and more convenient. They are going to replace humans, and they're going to be inside of our houses. And then our employers are going to be like, hey, look, we just don't need you anymore because we can do these bots, you know? And then the question's going to be, are there going to be riots in the streets, right? Because honestly, I think that I know one of the ways that you quell riots in developing nations is by giving them more money. You have like mass really? Protests. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, dude, if you've got 3 square meals a day and you're chill and like you're taken care of, you've got your food, you've got your water, you got your electricity, throwing a little entertainment there, you're calm. You rub that belly, relaxing, right? But if I make it so you can't feed your family, now you're in the streets with weapons. I don't know. I'm going to put it out there. My Ask Nostradamus section, I'm going to say 5 years until we start seeing these things out. Till you see like the cat lady driving around with one as her passenger because she's lonely type deal.
Yeah. 5 years. And I bet you, I think it's going to be kind of like an iPhone where everyone's going to have one. It's going to be your iPhone essentially. Cause
it's going to walk around with you.
Yeah.
Ooh. And that's going to be a status of wealth, how many of these bots you've got.
Or, well, no, because you don't have a ton of iPhones, right? You have one iPhone, but you have the latest iPhone.
Oh, that's right. I still want two. I've got two phones. I have two phones. I've got a personal one and a work one.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's a Tesla bot video if I've ever seen one.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this episode useful, please share it with a friend or a colleague who you think would get value from it. And if you have topics that you'd like to hear discussed on the podcast, either add me on LinkedIn or send me an email, joel@moderncto.io. Every time I get an email or LinkedIn message, it absolutely makes my day and inspires me to keep going.